Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Jackie Wilson, bring us back, ladies and gentlemen. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Moore, a longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's part of the editorial board, the outstanding editorial board, my favorite newspaper, the greatest newspaper as far as I'm concerned in the world, Wall Street Journal. And I read it every day. And they got the best app. Steve, you guys got the best app that they have anybody.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
really
you.
Good.
A lot of money into it.
Yeah, I have to say, I canceled my print subscription when the app came out because it's great, because I got tired of carrying a bunch of Wall Street Journals on the plane with me. But it is also, by the way, he's the author of Who's the Fairest of Them All, Taxes and Wealth in America, brand new book just now out. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. And recently, you had a one-on-one interview with Speaker John Boehner, and you guys talked about his best two falls out of three negotiation with President Obama, and it's now become pretty famous. I mean, he revealed to you some things that basically caused some people's jaws to drop, including mine, didn't he?
He did, and I interviewed him literally just 24 hours after they had sealed the deal on that fiscal cliff during those negotiations. And so I asked him, the first question I asked him, we met in the Capitol, and he's a chain smoker. He had about five cigarettes during our long conversation. And, I asked him what was the most remarkable thing about those closed-door negotiations in the Oval Office at the White House with President Obama. And he said several times during those negotiations, the president would turn to the speaker and say, John, he'd say, we don't have a spending problem in Washington. And Mr. Boehner said his jaw dropped, and my jaw dropped when the speaker told me that. Here we have $4 trillion budget.
Do you think he really believes that? Do you think Obama really believes that?
I do. Yeah. I mean, here's the point, that I would make about this is, anytime you have an addiction, right, whether it's alcohol or drugs or smoking, whatever it might be, everyone knows this. What's the first stage of recovery?
Yeah, denial.
You have to acknowledge you've got a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's no wonder we're not getting anywhere.
That'd be like
the president won't acknowledge we've got a problem.
That'd be like me going to my banker and telling him I needed a loan because I'm negative cash flow, and he looks at my books and says, Jim, you've got plenty of sales, you're just not collecting your money. And I say, no, we don't have a cash collection problem.
Yeah, right.
I'm not getting the loan, Steve, if that happens, right?
Yeah, of course. And so that was really shocking. And in fact, at one point, the speaker said to the president, well, several times he'd say, well, Mr. President, we do have a spending problem, would go over the numbers, and the president would irritatingly, snap back at the speaker saying, I'm tired of hearing you say that. So, but that's
how do you,
a lot
Steve, how do you,
they,
did you say, ask him, did you ask him how you negotiate with somebody that's that intractable and that disconnected from reality?
Yeah, I did, and he basically said he has come to the conclusion that it is totally futile and fruitless to continue to negotiate with President Obama because you can't negotiate with someone who doesn't negotiate.
Yeah.
And so he said over the whole 5 weeks, the president virtually put zero spending cuts on the table, and that's the reason we came up with this. The end result is, I think nobody's really happy with the end result. We did nothing to deal with the debt crisis.
Yeah. Which is going to take us down. One of the things that I pointed out recently was that, in fact, it was one of my predictions for 2013, was that the United States was going to join a very short list of countries that owed more money than their gross domestic product, and that short list includes countries, one country named Greece.
Yep.
We can't keep doing this, Steve.
That's pretty self-evident, that I think most Americans who have common sense understand that you can't continue to be the great first-class, superpower nation and borrow
But Steve, I don't think I agree with what you just said. You said most Americans get that. If most Americans got that, he wouldn't have gotten reelected.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think that it's interesting. People say, how can the politicians do these crazy things? How can they lead our nation down to the road to ruin. And then I said, well, wait a minute. If people are so concerned about that, why did we, not just re-electing President Obama, but, you know, we re-elected, what, 93% right. of the people to Congress.
That's right.
So what was the message we were sending
the same,
to them?
The
whatever
same
you're doing, keep doing it.
Exactly. What else did you learn from Speaker Boehner?
Well, the one thing I thought was really interesting is that the debt ceiling is the next big cliff that we face. And John Boehner said that he is going to enforce what has become known as the Boehner Rule. And the Boehner Rule says, and I think this is a very common sense type of way forward, he said every dollar that we raise the debt ceiling for President Obama is going to require President Obama to agree to a dollar of spending cuts.
Right.
Now, that's a very sound. It goes back to your idea of going to the bank. The first thing the bank is going to do is say, "Okay, you have to cut your expenditures." Right? And so that is something I think that's going to cause quite a stir among Democrats. The president already has said, "I'm not going to negotiate with the Republicans on this." I think he's going to have to negotiate.
So we're headed toward another potential government shutdown.
Oh yeah.
Who's going to win that standoff?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, Republicans haven't fared very well in the past on this because President Obama's already out there with his legions of media hawks saying, oh, my God, we're going to have to default on our debt and we're going to lose our AAA bond rating status and so on. My point is, what's going to cause us to lose our AAA bond rating status is if we continue to borrow $1 trillion a year.
The debt.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's coming up in 6 weeks or so, right?
Yes, and then they have the so-called sequester. Those are the automatic across-the-board cuts.
Yep. Amazing. Folks, and we wonder why, Steve, we wonder why small business owners are so anxious about the new year. Hold on to that thought. Stephen Moore is our guest, folks. He's on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's the author of Who's the Fairest of Them All? Brand-new book just out, Tin Till. We come back. I'm going to ask him about his thoughts on whether small businesses are going to shrug this year. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.